This episode of Home Sweet Home Chicago is sponsored by David Hochberg and Jeremy Hogel from MegaPros Home Repair, Remodel, and Renovation Experts. Mike Epping, CenterGuard Plumbing, the law offices of David Schluter, and Janelle Iacino from Rose Pest Solutions. For additional sponsors of the Home Sweet Home program, please visit WGNradio.com/Home Sweet Home Chicago. Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Thank you, Mr. Jennings, the James Earl Jones of Chicagoland Radio. He just announced who's going to be on. We got a packed show, so let's light this candle. Elwood, buddy, how many miles to Chicago?
106 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes. It's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
Hello, Chicago!
My name is David Hochberg, host of Home Sweet Home Chicago.
That's the best in the city of Chicago.
Where are you from?
Chicago.
It's time for Home Sweet Home Chicago.
We're on a mission from God.
With your host, David Hochberg.
312-91-7200. That's a MegaPros call, text, and photo line. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago on 720 WGN. We're here until 1 o'clock today to help you with all of your real estate, housing, bugs, legal, plumbing, home improvement, mortgage, credit, questions, challenges, concerns. Pack show today, Jeremy. Welcome back. Yeah. How was your fourth?
Phenomenal.
Outstanding.
Yeah, it was like a five-day weekend. So, yeah, just crammed.
Still getting accolades from our listeners for your cousin's Joan Jett impersonation.
I bet. It was the best one yet.
Best one yet. Yeah. So far, so good. We have Janelle Iacino, also known as Ginny, to David
That's
Schluter.
Good. Ginny.
He keeps calling her Ginny.
Ginny Iacino.
We don't know why, but that's his short little handle for
Ginny. Haven't called worse.
Yeah.
He's been that's called, a good point.
Really?
What are, come on. Yeah, what are the things? Yeah,
I mean, it's rat lady is not very glamorous, is it? Yeah.
What is bug lady?
What does John Rickards Landecker call you?
Well, he actually played one of my songs as my intro when I was on with him last week. So,
John Landecker,
you've been on with me.
You've never played one of my songs.
7 years, never played one of my songs.
We have not.
I heard the song. Okay. It was My Name Is Ginny. It was a
well played, David Schluter. Yeah. Well played. What are you talking about today, Bug Lady?
I'm talking about wasps, specifically the ones with the giant dangly legs.
Oh, I've seen those. Are those?
What do you mean?
Oh, they.
What, have you never seen a wasp with giant dangly legs?
Don't they all have that?
No.
Certain species.
Giant.
Yeah, like the ones that are just like this.
Yeah, we're on
this
radio.
This is radio.
I know,
describe what this
She's
is.
She's got her fingers dangling.
Yeah, my fingers are like, yeah.
Got it. Okay.
Tune in on Facebook Live, everybody, to see me impersonate insects.
Got it.
The mandible clip was great last time, by the
that
way.
That was outstanding.
Yeah.
Well played.
It's good. Yeah. Well, but I'm talking about wasps and what people can do to avoid getting stung, because it sends thousands of people to the hospital every summer, so...
Okay. I like that.
Yeah.
Maybe not spray stuff on them when you're underneath the wasp nest.
Yeah, that would be a great good place idea. To start.
Or maybe like call Rose Pest Solutions and stay 40
idea.
Feet away.
Yeah.
Phone number, website, listeners want to reach out.
1-800-GOT-PESTS or rosepestcontrol.com.
Dave Schluter, it's about doggone time you got in here. We had to reschedule like 6 times. What are we talking about, bud?
When I go over the estimated figures for what people are going to net at the sale of their home, there's a minus $500 for a plat of survey. And they go, what good are you? I didn't know I had to do that. And I already set my price. So I'm going to smooth that over and give a couple options to possibly not pay that fee.
Phone number?
630-285-5300.
Mr. Epping, CenterGuard
Plumbing.
Good
morning, sir.
Morning. A friend of mine, we'll call him Sam.
Sam.
Called me yesterday with a picture of his roof, of his ceiling. Not a roof, ceiling. Ceiling.
Wow.
So, well, come on.
Okay,
it's a ceiling.
Okay.
Drywall cut out with feces pouring through it.
Wow.
He changed his diet. I'm like,
oh, okay.
he went high fiber.
Uh-huh.
And I told him, I said, Sam,
be careful.
You're gonna blow out your pipe and you're gonna have feces all over your kitchen. And
it's early for this.
He called me.
Yeah.
Well, in New York it's an hour ahead and we're big
okay.
out there. And in Greenland it's lunchtime, so it's fine.
Got
so
it.
He sent me a picture. He said, hey, what's the name of the guy on your show? I can't think of the name. So I shot back, CenterGuard Mike, what do you need? And then he showed me the picture. I'm like, here you go. You guys are coming out, I believe, today or tomorrow or Monday to fix it. So thank you. And I told Sam when he switched his diet, be careful because his plumbing could go haywire, and it did. So thank you for coming to Northbrook to fix my friend's toilet pipe. What was it? The... the takeaway, the toilet line.
I like it. The takeaway of the toilet line.
It's so good when you talk about this kind of stuff.
I'm an apprentice plumber.
He's right there.
I'm an apprentice plumber. Yeah. Wow.
He's got a card.
He's got a card.
He's on his way. He's four and a half years from completion.
Just because you use the toilet doesn't mean you're an expert.
You know what the card says?
Yeah.
Don't give him any tools and don't touch anything. Sure. That's what the card says.
But is it called a toilet because you toil on the toilet?
Okay.
That's a great. I have no idea. Yeah, that's what I'm sure.
That's like, awkward.
Wow. It's a two drink minimum.
Can we cut that out?
No.
That's part of my segment. That's not right.
Oh, I'm not stealing your thunder.
How did you know?
When we say text away from install today, I mean, we take all pictures, but, you know, Sam's was not
you didn't
a
need that.
Picture.
Right.
You didn't want it.
Yeah, it was rough.
Got it.
So but we are taking care of it.
Yeah, but you won't fix the drywall. He'll have to fix the drywall.
Yeah, he could call Mega Pros for that. Or
just want to make sure.
Or try to do it himself and then call us.
Yeah,
exactly. Fine.
Sam doesn't want... I don't want Sam near drywall. He doesn't need to go near drywall, except to walk under it. What are we talking about, Mr. Epping?
We're getting back to the basics. Just want people to call in with general questions. I want to try to help some DIY or DIYers, anyone that we can help along the way. I've got a challenge from my employees that I can't get anyone to follow us, share us, or like us on Facebook at Center Guard Plumbing. So if the listeners could do that, I would greatly appreciate it.
Okay.
Nice.
Center Guard Plumbing on Facebook. That's it?
Yeah. Center Guard Plumbing. Facebook. Share, follow, like. That would be fantastic. We would appreciate it.
And your topic?
Topic, we're just going to be talking mainly about some quick fixes and ways for people to diagnose common issues that they don't need to call a plumber for and spend their money, but they do.
All right. Phone number, website, if our listeners want to reach out.
It's 847-406-8883 or WGNplumber.com.
MegaPros, Jeremy, MegaPros Home Improvement.
MegaPros.com.
I want my intro song to be Janelle's song from now on. So one of Janelle's songs, if we could somehow get one of Janelle's songs. And did you write this song
yourself? I produced them, yeah.
Write, produce, and sung it, I imagine,
there's
right?
Because
you're an
excellent singer.
There's no vocals.
There's some oohs and ahs on the
soundtrack. I like oohs and ahs. Yeah. Okay.
What are we talking about?
I'm just here for our listeners. If you have home improvement questions, concerns, we just had a crazy storm come through. So if you had any issues, water coming in your house, trying to find out what's going on, we're here to help.
Phone number? The website.
They should know our phone number.
MegaPros.com.
Yeah. That's 847-658-8989.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. We got a packed mailbag. I had an attorney, kind of 38-year-old attorney, go off the rails and try to big time me.
Is that considered old or young in the attorney world? Dave Schluter?
About 10 years in.
Okay.
Yeah.
So seasoned-ish?
Seasoned. I was a junior in college when he was born.
Cocky, not overly confident.
We'll go over it, and you guys can make the determination. Kind of came after me and my staff.
Yikes.
A little too hard.
Sure.
Well, not too hard, like full frontal, twice.
Okay.
So I had to put him in his place.
Sure.
312-981-7200, MegaPros call, text, and photo line. This is Home Center Chicago at 720 WGM.
Hey, let's see what topics we got in the old mailbag, huh?
It's time for Home Sweet Home Chicago's mailbag, brought to you by Center Guard Plumbing.
My baby just wrote me a letter.
Mail call.
312. Whoop. Yeah, this is on. There we go. Center Guard Plumbing, the only plumbing company that I trust to touch my pipes that are in my house to come in today from 1 to 3 to make sure the toilet in the basement is working because it was running.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's good, because how many ladies are you going to have in your house? 25 ladies.
Which is 20,
that's a lot of stuff.
Four more than I would like.
Sure.
But I have no say in it, so I just roll with it.
Of course.
I'm a battered down married man.
Yeah.
312-981-7200. Just want to let you know, Jeremy, that I own part of a patio furniture company, Mill Green in Niles, at the corner of Milwaukee and Greenwood, because my beautiful wife 2 weeks ago decided not to shut the umbrellas when we had that storm come through. The Wizard of Oz in my backyard with the 6-foot patio umbrella going flying across the backyard.
So you figured instead of just buying an umbrella, you just buy stock in the company.
Well, it broke. Because it landed on its head and it cracked and can't use the umbrella anymore.
Of course not.
So go in there. So I just, with the amount of money I invested in that, I figured I would take a share of that company.
Sure.
And also Red's Landscaping on Dundee. I had 8 arbs go dead on me.
Mm. Right.
So I went out. But let me tell you something. The spray paint to spray dead trees that I got on Amazon for two cans for $24, you would never know they're dead. That's what I did yesterday.
Oh, you wait.
I spray painted my hang on. Yeah, I spray painted my dead arps. Isn't that genius?
That is genius. I guess so.
So now
they almost look alive?
They look alive until Reds could come out and replace them.
Okay.
And I had to plant 3 weeks ago, Jeremy, I replanted stuff. So I own a part of Reds.
Perfect.
In Northbrook. They don't know that. Great. Two great companies, by the way. Yeah. So I received an email from an attorney firing on me at 7:07 on Thursday morning. It was a purchase transaction. Okay? 3 weeks ago that closed. 3 weeks ago. Something came up on the 16th of the month. The loan was closing on the 20th, Dave. Okay? Something came up at the last minute. Income changed, asset changed. We put in the computer, something happened. My partner, Stacy Rose, busted her hump to get this loan done. And the only way to get it done was to pay off three credit cards at the closing. Because we had less than 72 hours, right? You know, if we would have found out about this before, we would have had them paid it off earlier in the transaction. Well, just pay it off at closing, no big deal. You know why people come to me when they have difficult loans, Jeremy?
Because you make it easy?
Because we do difficult loans.
You do it.
Right. We spend the time to help our listeners get homes. So I'm like, all right, so title company, Chicago Title. I didn't pick the title company. Dave, it was a purchase transaction.
Yeah, the seller's attorney would have picked that.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So typically we don't write checks to pay things off at closings, but in this, on a purchase, but on a refi, we do it all the time. So I get this email, 7:07 on Thursday morning. My client and the lender are on this email. This guy's got like seven people copied on the email. I don't even know this guy's name. I think it's like some putz asking me for money because it's a unique name. I didn't even open it. Okay. Right? I'm thinking I'm going to get spam.
It looked like spam, John.
Right.
Yeah.
So my client has been contacting me. This credit card company has yet to receive payment for those accounts. And on the closing statement, he's being charged late fees now as well. Okay. What other options do we have? And then he starts firing on us. Okay. Why did the lender need these closings on the closing statement? David and Stacy, you guys need to step in here and figure out, as well as clearly as a requirement from your office to have these credit cards being paid at closings, you need to figure out a way to have the borrower get reimbursed for the late fees that are being charged now. This has been going on for 3.5 weeks. So I'm like, all right, what the hell's going on here?
Yeah.
So I'm like, all right, I see something's getting paid. I'm thinking it's a refinance because we rarely pay anything off on a purchase. So I'm like, hey, sorry for the inconvenience. If I would have known about this sooner, I would have gotten on it. You know, please let me know that, if you would have let me know when it happened, we would have got on it instead of 3 weeks later. Just polite.
This is new news.
New news?
Yeah.
Right? So I send, hey, Brett. Our guy from Fidelity, right? Now, great guy, right? So Brett, I say, hey, Brett, you got a mess on aisle 5. Can you clean it up, recut the checks? This guy comes back. I said, hey, thank you for bringing this challenge to our attention. The credit cards were on the settlement statement so our mutual clients could secure a mortgage. I answer the question, right? I copied my title representative, Brett Nelson, on the email so we could get this matter resolved today. We're not all professional, right? I'm totally professional. In the future, please contact me and Stacy the day you contact the title company instead of 3 weeks after so we can get this problem resolved. Then I say, hey, Brett, we got a mess on aisle 5. Can you clean it up? This guy fires back. Stop pointing fingers, right? This is not Brett's file. This closed at Chicago Title, and bringing this up after 3 weeks, our client reached out to me stating this issue has been brought to your team already. Wrong. That's a factual, inaccurate statement. Okay. So long story short, he goes here. So it sounds like your team neglected to do anything until I CC'd you on this email this morning. So I'm like, okay, here we go. It's on. All right. So I start pounding the keyboard. I'm like, who is this putz, right? Mr. Anus is what I'm going to call him because I can't use my attorney over here says I shouldn't name his name. So I'm going to call this attorney Mr. Anus, okay? So I'm pounding on the keyboard. I got this beautiful email basically telling them to have relations with themselves, all ready to fire up. And then I realized, I look him up on LinkedIn, he's 38 years old, okay? 1987, I'm going into my last year. I'm a senior in college, and this guy's coming just born, right? When I got in the mortgage business, he's 13. He's going through puberty, right? So I'm like, you know what? A 38-year-old David, if I was this, I'd fire this email off. But a 58-year-old David, I'm going to be more mature. So I call him. I'm like, hey, Mr. Anus, please call me to talk about the challenges that you presented in your email. In the meantime, Stacy, who's busted her tail to get this loan done, is doing background work. Chicago Title screwed up. I have nothing to do with Chicago Title cutting the checks. You know what happens, Mike? 24 hours after Chicago Title recut the checks and they're ready to be picked it up. So I call the borrower. I'm like, what's going on here? He's like, yeah, this, that, and the other thing. I'm like, why didn't you call me sooner? Ah, I should have. I'm like, Stacy never got any calls according to the attorney you've been contacting us. He's like, nah, I never contacted you. I'm like, all right, here's the deal. What's all the late fees going to cost you? He's like, well, one waived it. One is I don't have a late fee, and the other one's going to cost me $40. I'm like, I'll take care of it. I'm going to send you a $50 Amex gift card to make it right, even though I don't have to, but I don't want you upset. Then I sent an email to Mr. Anus, okay, Esquire, and said, hey, just want to let you know, my crackpot staff that you fired on has got this thing solved less than 30 hours after we found out we had a problem. And why don't you tune in today? And here's the hotline number. I gave him the hotline number if you wanted to call in to apologize for firing on Stacy. So here's the deal, attorneys, right? I don't care how much law school you got. I got an 18 on my ACT. It's well documented. I took it three times. I got an 18, right?
Every time.
Every single time.
Okay. You're consistent.
I'm consistent.
Yeah, absolutely.
Don't big time me, right? I didn't, you know, don't copy me on an email of eight people when Chicago Title made a mistake. Mistakes happen. Chicago Title's a great company. They do thousands of files a month. This one slipped through the five hole. Okay? If there's a problem, pick up the phone, 38-year-old big time shooter real estate attorney. And pick up the phone and call and say, hey, we got a mess on aisle 5. Can you help out? Don't fire on my team. The only person that fires on my team is me. Who the hell are you coming at my staff who busted their tail to get this guy into a house? So this portion of the show is sponsored by, I'm sweating.
I'm sweating.
I'm doing my Kegel exercises. I want to name this guy, but
I can't do it.
I can't. I can, but my attorney over here, Mr. Schluter. So, Mr. Anus, you got a problem with anything in the future, you got my number. And thanks for calling me back big time. 312-981-7200. That's a MegaPros call, text, and photo line. This is Home Storm Chicago at 720 WGN. Coming up next, Janelle Iacchino talking about bugs.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Helps when the microphone's on. 312-981-7200. Janelle, we have to interrupt your segment because the attorney who sent me the email accusing me of not doing my job has called in. He took me up on my... He didn't call me back Thursday, but I invited him to call in. So he's on line 7. Hi, attorney. How are you?
Hey, David. How are you? It's Katris, not Mr. Anus.
Okay, thank you. I wanted to respect you. I didn't want to throw a name out there because my attorney said not to. He also said not to take this call, so I went against my attorney's advice here. So, hi, Thomas.
I'm not trying to... How are you?
I'm tremendous.
Good. I'm not trying to argue with you. You know, I'm calling in only because I want to give the correct information as to how I was approached by my client.
Okay.
And our client in general, right? So just to take a couple of steps back, you know, at closing for this file, you guys had the credit card statements to be paid on the closing statement, correct?
Correct. You know why?
No, now I do. Yeah, because I listen to your radio station. Yeah, I listen. Okay. So my client didn't tell me that, but at closing, what he told me was those three statements were inaccurate, right? The amounts were inaccurate.
Right.
The one credit amount was actually paid off. And so at closing, he was actually very aggravated, right?
Right.
And I didn't even point the finger at you. I said, listen, you know, this has happened multiple times in the past. You know, buyers pay their credit cards at, you know, sometimes they have to pay their credit cards to get a loan approval.
Right.
And I explained the process to him. I said, listen, you know, the title company is going to send the checks to your credit card companies post-closing. That's standard.
Anymore. Right? Themis, it's not anymore. So let me just bring that to you. They send it to the borrower to send it to the credit card company. So in the future, you might want to let your clients know that not to expect the title company to send it to the credit card company. That's just a little learning advice from me.
Well,
so keep going.
That's untrue. That's untrue because they can't insure the payments if they give it to the client.
Okay.
Title companies send them directly.
Okay.
Anyways.
Okay.
Okay.
Thanks for telling me how to do my job, but that's fine. Okay, go ahead.
Okay. So anyways, a couple weeks after closing, I get a message at 6 a.m., maybe before 6 a.m., from our client stating that, hey, you know, I'm looking at my credit card accounts.
Yeah.
Nothing has been paid. And at that time, you know, I had no reason to involve you because I said, okay, this is, might be just a simple error from the title company. So
which it was.
I reached out to the title
Which it was.
Yeah, okay, that's okay. That's what I initially thought. So I never blamed you.
Until you sent the email at 7:07 on Thursday morning, right?
That was a week after that.
Didn't you send an email at 7:07 on Thursday morning saying...
Yeah, and you could read it.
I read it.
You can read it.
I read it already.
That, so.
Did you not send an email when a phone call, Themis, would have been better? I know you're a lot younger than me, and that's fine.
No. Well, here's the thing. This is what I'm trying to explain to you. So I don't know what... If our client's saying something different to you and to me, but what he told me was he had reached out to you multiple times.
Which he did not.
That's what I'm trying to explain here on the phone call.
That's fine.
Because what he told me was he had reached out to your team multiple times.
He didn't.
You know, I'm like, okay, I know. You said that already.
Right.
So
that's why a phone call to me probably would have been better than firing off an email to 8 people. Just
it
in the future.
It was the title company and our client.
Let's use this as a learning experience, Themis, because now that we're good close friends, right?
Well,
in the future,
I know, but
Themis.
You shouldn't be calling people Themis. Mr. Anus on the radio.
I asked you to call me Thursday. You didn't call me back.
Some other names.
Okay, listen, get over the anus, name. Right? I didn't want to call your name because my attorney said not to mention your name, so you called in so I could call you Themis. That's your first name. So here in the future, Themis, when you have a client that has a problem, do what I do as a 58-year-old, 25-year experienced mortgage professional. You call the other side to confirm. Because as you know, borrowers sometimes don't tell the truth all the time. Okay? And if there's a problem with the transaction, which problems happen, right, Themis? People make mistakes. Like Chicago Title, a very fine, great, outstanding, 100-year-old-plus company. Their closer made a mistake and didn't send the checks. Or maybe the closer sent the checks, Themis, and the checks got lost because our mail system sucks. Maybe instead of firing off an email to 7-8 people at 7:07 on Thursday, you pick up the phone and call the lender and say, hey, the borrower is complaining that he's calling me. You got a mess on aisle 5. Can you clean it up so I can get this off my desk? That would have been the proper thing to do, Themis. Okay? So let's just use this as a big learning experience for other attorneys that don't have as much experience as I do doing what I do. Okay? Can we just agree to that?
Yeah, that's fine, David. But
okay,
initially,
great.
As I stated, I never even pointed the finger at you.
Well, you did
all.
In the email at 7:07.
No. That was after the fact. So
okay.
2 weeks ago when our client initially came to me, I never even blamed you.
I got it. Themis. It doesn't matter what happened to me. I'm talking about the email you sent on Thursday. Bottom line is I got to hit a break.
Yeah,
I appreciate you calling.
That was almost the fourth or fifth time our client had reached out.
And I would have called the lender the day that they called me, Themis, and said, hey, there's a problem with Mr. McGillicuddy's file. Can you please look into this for me so I could have him stop calling me and get this off my desk because it's eating my time.
David, here's another thing. This morning you sent me another email, or yesterday at 5:30, telling me to tune into your show.
So tune into the show.
I had no idea you had a show or anything like that.
No, you do.
It doesn't really bother me.
Good.
Now I do, yeah. That's
okay.
Good for you, yeah.
Happy for me.
And then you stated that your team resolved the issue.
Yes.
I have a message, again, from our client this morning saying
right.
that the issue has not been resolved.
Okay, and I have a message, Themis. I have a text from Stacy who said that he got confused. The checks are waiting for him. Stacy clearly asked our borrower if he got the checks, and he said yes. So he made a mistake again. The checks are cut. The checks are cut, waiting for the borrower to go get the checks on Monday. So the checks are there. I'm paying the $40 charge plus an extra $10 VIG so we could get a coffee. And the problem solved. So the problem solved, Themis.
So here's the thing, David. You know, we went back and forth a little bit. Clearly our client, it sounds like our client, tells me one thing and tells you another thing.
Right.
So, you know, at this point, you know.
You pick up the phone and you call, Themis.
That's fine. And
right. Learning experience.
Bygones.
It's,
and we'll
it's
move
bygone.
Forward,
yeah, we'll go on.
You know, I understand. And, you know, unfortunately, though, I would like an apology for the Mr. Anus.
I'll tell you what. You apologize to Stacy for firing on her in the email. I'll apologize right now. I'm sorry for calling you Mr. Anus. Now apologize to Stacy who busted her rear end to get this loan done.
David, did you see my email this morning?
I did not. I've been
really
doing a radio show
about Stacey.
Okay. Well, I appreciate that. I appreciate that.
No, because I asked our client. I said,
that's
who have you been contacting?
Okay.
And he gave me Stacey's contact information.
Demas, I got to have a break, and this is becoming now boring radio. It was great radio. It's now boring. So I got to put you on hold. Hang on for your Mr. Floor Cleaning product. I'll buy you lunch. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago on 720 WGN. Janelle Ligacino, the bug lady from Rose Pest Solution, coming up next.
Home Sweet Home Chicago.
It's a good show.
John Landecker played that song for my intro as I was on his show this week.
Oh, look at her dropping the John Records Landing.
I got so many more views.
Did you know I was on John Records Landing? I don't know if I told you.
You don't know how many more people watch his show? Or
but when I was on with John
Records
Landing.
Wow, you guys are really insecure.
Yeah, okay, you're totally right.
This is just the tip of the iceberg.
You have no idea.
Now, here's Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. I want to talk to Themis off the air. We're having lunch. That's how you solve
the problem.
That's
great. Good job.
Right?
Proud
just wanted to do conflict counseling on the radio. That's a master class right there.
Wow.
Just pick up the freaking phone. Right? Just pick up the phone.
Yeah.
Hey, Janelle, guess what? The veteran I sent you is not happy with the termite inspection or whatever.
Sure.
Can you fix it? Sure, no problem. Boom.
Dialing.
Hey, Mike, you know, this can't...
Immediately.
Boom.
Yeah.
Hey, just pick up the phone.
Yeah.
Nobody picks
pretty
up
easy.
The phone.
Pretty easy.
Yeah.
It's kind of an old school way of doing it.
My
nowadays.
Kids do the same thing. Like,
yeah.
She gets a text. Oh, my God, look at this.
Text fighting.
I'm like,
yeah.
What the hell is that?
I don't understand that.
I'm like, why don't you just hit send and dial and talk
yeah.
to your girlfriend about what's that? She's like, She's like, look at this. I'm like, yeah, what does it say? It says nothing.
Drama.
Why don't you have some like verbal intercourse with the other side? I could say verbal intercourse, Sam, Ben, whatever his name is. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. I learned I couldn't say a word that got dubbed out. I apologize. But I could say verbal intercourse. Nobody talks to each other anymore. You just hide and start pounding keys.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, let's go, Janelle.
Let's hear about these
killer wasps. Not killer ones.
I hate wasps. Scare the hell out of me.
Yeah, most people are afraid of wasps.
They're long and they just look mean.
There's a lot of different species, but like we're seeing a lot of paper wasps right now, which are the ones, they're big and they have the long dangly legs. And most people ask me, like, why are they there? What are they after? What's up with their legs? So let's give out some facts. Okay. So all of the workers are female in the colony. They're very social, meaning they use pheromones to communicate with each other. I remember a long time ago, my grandfather, he had a beautiful garden in Chicago, and he would kill a wasp and like leave it on the cement and be like, that's a warning for all the other
yes.
wasps. And that there's science
really?
Behind that, because they emit a pheromone that then warns the rest of them, like, don't come over
danger.
Here. I just died. Yeah.
Okay. So it's not a pheromone that says attack.
Well, they
area.
Use pheromones for different things,
okay.
and that's how they communicate.
Got it.
But yeah, there is truth in that. I realized that. But they're not going to be after just your cans of pop. They do like sugary stuff, obviously.
My daughter got bit by stung. I don't think it was a wasp, but by a bee that went inside of her on the lip because it got inside her soda
that
can.
That was probably a yellow jacket.
Yeah, it was a yellow jacket.
Yep. Those don't have long legs, but they're very aggressive and they will sting over and over and over.
Yeah.
And they actually like raw meat just as much as they like sugary drinks and beer. So if you're outside grilling and you have like a
you're
tray
describing
of-
Mike.
Well played, Jeremy. Well played.
So if you're grilling and you bring out a tray of chicken and all of a sudden you've got wasps swarming you, that's why, is they're after the protein in the raw meat. And that's what they feed to the larva. And in turn, the larva emits this, well, they kind of like regurgitate this sugary substance, and that's what feeds the adults. But regardless, they're all dangerous. They send thousands of people to the hospital every summer. And they're nothing to mess with on your own. If you guys see nests on your property, please don't be like any of these idiots in these reels that you see where they're like taking garbage bags and going up underneath a big nest and trying to do it themselves. You're going to get hurt and you will become the statistic.
What about those people that take gasoline in a jar? You see it. They take gasoline in a jar.
Yeah.
Go up underneath
I know.
The nest and put it up against the roof or the ceiling or whatever it is.
Yeah.
And then they inhale. What's that all about?
I don't know. It's that's just, you're asking for it. That's so
that
dumb.
Doesn't kill the wasps.
I mean, like, to get that close to something that could potentially put you in the hospital, that's
you're
just dumb.
Mind. And yeah. they're on a ladder
yeah.
holding a glass jar with gasoline.
Like, what are you thinking?
What could possibly go wrong?
So
I can't wait for any hits that I get on this video. That's
right.
probably what they're thinking.
Yeah, yeah right. Uh-huh. But
and
yeah,
you got grandma smoking in the lawn chair
sure.
underneath.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh my god,
and she ends up in.
So why are they there? Right? Why are they attaching to your house opposed to the tree?
Yeah, they're just thriving right now.
Is it fruit trees?
No, and it depends on the species. But this time of year, everybody's out. There's dumpsters overflowing too, especially in the city. There's plenty of things for them to eat, but it's peak forage season and peak nesting and egg laying season. So
why? Is it
because it's the summer weather okay. triggers
yeah. weather triggers
yeah
it? Okay
yeah
so they're horny and they want to get some they want to does that stinging people get help them
no it's a defense
it's
it doesn't
defense.
Help them do it. I mean it just helps them survive I guess but
so it doesn't help them reproduce in any
no
way.
They're just defending yeah
oh, okay
but they can sting over and over and over. Their stingers don't have a barb like honeybees.
No way.
So they don't die after stinging you once. They can just attack over and over. There's another species I want to talk about. It's the black and white one called the bald-faced hornet, and those are the ones that build the like basketball-sized nests in trees. And those are the most aggressive stingers we see every year. And something that's super crazy about them is that they remember faces.
Yeah, this is the facial recognition
yes,
one.
Facial
yeah.
recognition.
Holy cow!
What?
Oh yeah.
Which be it? Which
hornet? The bald-faced hornet. It's not a true hornet. It's a wasp, but it's the white and black ones. And
so if they like you and they won't bother you, but if they facially recognize you,
no. So
come
okay,
after-
let me set up a story. Okay,
yeah.
So like, say you and Jeremy are in the yard. And you notice this nest in the tree, and Jeremy's like, hey, what happens if we throw this ball at it? And
I would never do that. I would never do that.
Okay, but just say if you did.
Okay, fair.
Right? And you were like, no, Jared, don't do it. It's going to come after him because
so
it remembers
I'm
the
wearing,
attacker's face.
I'm wearing David Hochberg mask.
Yeah.
Yeah, just a face every time that I'm going to be by wasp nest, and we'll see how many times you get stung this
huge
summer.
Seller at Hanukkah.
At Hanukkah.
And Purim.
That's
another one we could dress up.
Yeah.
So then do your technicians wear different masks
yeah, you know,
when they
it's kind
try
of
to
funny
eradicate
because
these?
We have a lot of technicians who have worked for us for like 20, 30 years, right? And they're fearless and they're like, ah, I don't need any of that. But it's like, well, a lot of the newbies will like send them out and it's like, oh, you don't need that. But that's how they get broken in,
yeah.
basically. Yeah, no. Yeah.
But you see
safety
these knuckleheads with the spray can and a lighter.
And a lighter, right? Like,
right,
DIY flamethrower.
You would.
They're gonna trace that stream back to that person's hand and attack them. Like,
yeah.
why would you risk that? That's
because
just
you have
dumb.
Is there a different there. Season where they're more aggressive and less aggressive? Like you said, they're making babies right now.
Yeah,
so
but
I don't know. I feel like they'd be calm
every
like, put
year.
Some berry
come
on.
Like fall around like apple picking season. That's because like all the fruit is on
Got
the
it.
Trees. Yeah, exactly.
We gotta take a quick break. All phone right. number for our listeners who want to reach out
for
to have challenges.
Free quote 1-800-GOT-PESTS or rosepestcontrol.com.
All right, a friend of mine is selling his house in Morris, which I will talk about at the top of the hour. David Schluter is coming back after the break. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. That's a Megabros call, text, and photo line. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago on 720 WGN.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. That's a Megapros call, text, and photo line. We're here to help you with all of your real estate questions, bug questions, everything else. I want to take care of a friend of mine who owns a home on at 1873 Sunflower Court in Morris. 4-bed, 2.5-bath on the market for $494,990. He's like, it's a beautiful home. Give me a call, 773-456-6526, and I will connect you. If you know anybody looking to buy a home in Morris, there's a home at 1873 Sunflower Court. 4-bed, 2.5-bath, $494,990.
That's in Ogle County, right?
Okay. We'll take your word for it. I don't know. I'm not the county
it's
guy.
Not,
it's I would
Route
have
47
no idea.
Yeah,
and 55.
I think it's Ogle County. Yeah.
Okay. Anybody in Morris? Is it
Morris is gorgeous, especially if they're in the flooded. There used to be a lot of mines out there.
Okay.
And they once they were done mining, they flooded them. It's some of the greatest property you could find.
All right.
Maybe it's waterfront. I don't
wow.
know.
Don't know. I will find out. That's and nice. Let people... Let our listeners know and find
it's
out.
And it's in a county.
Yes, it's in
I'm
Illinois.
I'm going to go with Ogle.
Okay.
Yeah, I think it's Ogle.
Big shout out to Ogle. So anybody in Morris, can you let us know? 312-981-7200, MegaPro's call, text, and phone line, what county Morris is in. You wanted to throw out there, what should our listeners do? We kind of ended it.
So
what should our listeners do if they see a wasp nest or a bee's nest on their property?
Yes, go. If you've got a nest on your property, please, people, don't try to do it yourself. Don't try to make your own flamethrower with hairspray and a lighter. You're going to end up really sad. Call us. Call Rose. We will professionally take care of it. But for the listeners who are on our basic healthy home maintenance program, that's all covered. So if you've got wasp nests like happening and you're on our program, just call us and we can come and take care of it for free. So
I did not know that.
Yeah, 1-800-GOT-PESTS. Our customer service people, I mean, this is the busiest time of year. And if you've got an issue, please let us know. You're covered 365 days of the year.
We're on the program. We had your guy out the other day spraying for mosquitoes.
Mm-hmm. And the reason the wasps are so prevalent right now, too, is just because there's a lot for them to be eating. These wasps, the ones with the dangly legs that I was talking about, they actually use those legs to capture their prey, which could be spiders, it could be caterpillars, it could be lots of other insects. And they actually paralyze their prey first and bring it back into their nest. We were talking about mud dauber wasps, which are the black ones with the skinny waist and stuff. They make those mud nests and they look like cylinders. They're really hard to scrape off of siding, but don't do it yourself. Don't end up in the hospital. That's what the professionals are here for.
Phone number.
1-800-GOT-PESTS or rosepestcontrol.com.
Isn't that how you used to pick up women in high school with your feet like that?
Yeah, you know, kind of like exactly. A wasp? Yeah, how did you know? I only had to pick up one and that's I'm right. Married to her now, right? Nailed it. Yeah.
And thank you for the 17 text messages from our listeners who are engaged. It's Grundy County.
Grundy, okay. Grundy. Yeah. Yeah.
No disrespect to Ogilvy.
Ogle
County, but Grundy is where Grundy. Morris is. Okay. So thank you for all of our... Mount Morris is in Ogle County.
That's what I was thinking. Mount Morris.
Morris is further south. Thank you, texter and listener.
Amazing.
I knew we'd get an answer. Forget about it. Yeah. All right, now we're going to transfer from Mudjack Wasps to Platt Survey. David Schluter, how are you? What is a Platt Survey? In case our listeners have no idea what that is, and why do you need it for a real estate transaction?
The Platt Survey assures your buyer, which you do have to pay as a seller, it's in all the form contracts, to let them know that your driveway is not on the neighbor, that your improvements are all within your lot line. It also discloses what's called building setback lines that are when the subdivisions are created from a farm into a subdivision to keep it uniform. It says nobody can build in the first 25 feet, etc., so it keeps it uniform. And lastly, easements in favor of the city, in favor of drainage, in favor of NICOR, ComEd, whatever needs to be underground in your property. And you really need to have that so that as a buyer, you don't make a mistake without notice. And they're about $500. And what I wanted to offer was a solution if you wanted to get around that. If you have the one from when you purchased and you hire my office to represent you as a seller, I can call the other attorney and say, listen, they have done nothing on the outside that would make any new survey that would end up costing us $500 any different. Are you willing to take an affidavit that that's true? And I've seen more and more attorneys do the golden rule and say, that's fine. And then what happens is the title company treats the old survey, even if it's like 10 years old, as if it was the new one. They rely on the seller to say that there's been nothing changed. So it's a nice saver. I don't do it on every file, but with people right away when they say, I need every penny out of my home, and we're buying even a bigger house, most of the attorneys will agree as long as they get that affidavit.
Got a question for you. Mm-hmm. Got a question for you. I got to hit a break, but I have a question. Sure. Mike, you had a question. Were you holding your finger up or were you just like scratching
his eye?
All right. I got a question. We talked about last weekend about my friend whose husband passed away. Mm-hmm. Cindy was in here with the estate planning, sale company.
Correct.
And I called both of you because her husband passed away unexpectedly, right?
Right.
I guess everybody. But he wasn't expected to die. A young guy in his 50s. He had the mortgage. He was on title. She wasn't on title. And I called you and you gave me a solution so she didn't have to wait through probate. Can you talk about that on the air after the break?
Absolutely.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break. If our listeners want to reach out to you, how's the best way to reach out to you?
WGenAttorney.com or 630-285-5300. Always a free consult.
All right, we're going to finish up with that question with Dave after the break, then throw it over to Senegar Plumbing with all of our plumbing challenges. 312-981-7200 is the MicroPros call, text, and phone line. I also want to talk about the gas line that you put in my house, and that the builder who had their plumber, whoever, installed it the wrong way. And what our listeners need to learn from my challenge, only been at home for 3.5 years, they shouldn't be cracking gas lines to a Weber grill or any grill. All right, we're going to take a quick break. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. That's MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. This is Home Sweet Chicago at 720 WJ.
Home Sweet Home Chicago.
I don't know if this is something I got to be worried about. It's something called a bald-faced hornet. They're actually a type of wasp. They're not fuzzy and cute.
Wait, what did you say?
They remember faces.
I've heard the term a face for radio.
How do they know?
When you know, you know.
I'm just wondering, like, what kind of AI scanning
a wasp has. I did a deep dive on this wasp because I'm always looking for, like, new facts to share with people,
because
right?
You're weird.
Not weird.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. So, Dave, before we throw it over to Mike Epping, Center Guard Plumbing, a friend of mine, husband passed away in his late 40s, early 40s, no, mid-50s, okay? He got married to her. They never refinanced. He had the loan for 20 years, whatever reason. He was on the title. He was on the mortgage. They never refinanced to add her when they got married. He passed away. I called you because she wants to sell the home in Evanston, get out of it. We sent Cynthia in there, going to contact my friend, going to go through, try to do an estate sale, help her unload a lot of the stuff, chazarai, if you will, see what's valuable, see what's garbage, and see what is donatable, right? And then put the house on the market. Challenges, she's not on the title. I called you, said, hey, I got a challenge. Can you call me? What was the solution? Instead of waiting the 6, 8, 12 months for probate here in Cook County, which is an arduous process, what did you recommend to cut the line?
Yeah, because the death rate's still 100%. This happens all the time with widows and widowers. And first of all, as far as being scared of what the bank might do, that was the first thing I wanted to let her know, is they don't want to own the house. They already, there's an uptick right now in foreclosures. The last thing they want to do is play hardball. Under the law, she would have had 1 year to deal with that husband's loan from the date of death. But what we can do, because she's selling, there's a procedure where the title company will let the family vouch that the person was not on Medicaid, is not running from the IRS, and they will bond over the status of her being the widow, and that nothing is going to risk the title company for insuring that title with her as a seller. And greatly appreciative. Probate costs are expensive in Cook County. Everything is down at the Daly Center. There is no suburban probate. So you know how large Cook County is. And so, yeah, she won't be going to court, and the sale can go through, and she will get the proceeds, and everything will be fine. But most of the people who call me, Dave, in that situation is they're worried about foreclosure. But we start out right away, come clean with the bank. And like I said, they really don't want to own the house. And so if, say, some kids can co-sign for a refi or whatever, but that wasn't in your case, but it's out there, widows and widowers. Don't panic. Like I said, the last thing the bank wants to do is own that house. They've got plenty they already own.
Well, the last thing she wanted to do is pay another $4,500 a month over the next 7, 8, 9 months.
Correct.
Waiting for probate. She could get out, sell the house, take the proceeds, go rent the place.
All day.
In Glenview, close to her friends, for like $3,000-$4,000.
Yes.
And she's ahead of the game, right? Yes. She doesn't have the legacy remembrances and all the thoughts and the pain of owning a house.
Right. And the one thing that does not happen to the widow is that their credit doesn't get dinged because they are not in the computer, you know, with the
right
bank. But the bottom line is that, again, 6 million people in Cook County alone, so you can imagine how many calls we get of losing a spouse.
Mike?
Yeah, I had a question for David. I had a friend, David's Hochberg's aware of this too.
That messed up deal in Wisconsin.
Oh boy.
Yeah, it's
something else. So I'm taking my best friend since I was 9's learning experience the hard way, that, you know, had shared, you know, mortgages and things with his younger brother, and his younger brother at 48 had a heart attack and died, and his brother was still on his own homes that, you know, my friend's been paying on by himself for 20 years.
Right.
And now he had to actually, which David's helping with, refinance to pay the nieces out of that home. But they lost a 48-acre farm, a sawmill business, you know, and now he's got a home he's paid 100% for.
Right.
Then now he's stuck, you know, refinancing.
Yeah, the two words are living trust. And what is I do an inventory of what people own. And we make sure that there is a succession plan of what goes down when they pass away. Again, horrible car accidents, you know, tumors, all these things that can just take families and just get just send a wedge right through their happiness. Having us do something for a couple grand for an estate plan rather than either no papers at all, even a regular will gets ugly because that's public notice and distant heirs have to be contacted and things like that. So I'm actually doing a marketing mic for my estate planning side because that could have helped if the family had all that stuff set up in a trust.
You got a follow-up question, Mike?
Yeah, I mean, would a quick claim deed at the time, just while his brother was alive, just to take him off that mortgage, would it have been that simple, I guess, question.
We don't like those because the person is not paying for that quit claim deed, and so there's gift taxes and all kinds of things that go down. Plus, the fact is that it doesn't really solve the long-term dealing with the money, especially if it's appreciated. When moms or dads go put Johnny on the deed and they don't call me, I had one in Elk Grove Village years ago where they paid $50,000 to Centex Homes back in the 50s, and it was going now for $400,000. When the mom put the son on the deed at the Recorder of Deeds office in Rolling Meadows, that son's basis in that property went back to what mom paid. So when he's at the broker's office and we do the closing, he had to pay capital gains on $250,000.
Wow.
And so you don't want that. That's a $99 solution that can cost you six figures.
Yeah, and I basically why I brought that up is I just want the listeners to know what can happen.
Right.
People take things for granted, and people are young, and they don't think it's going to happen.
Right.
And then it happens, and what you said about rocking a family to the core.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, financially, the stress, you know, obviously the loss of a loved one, but it just continues to, you know, just get larger and larger and larger, and they need to get ahead of that.
And if they're a private person about their finances, even spouses don't always share. It took me on an estate one time 3 years to find out what the aunt owned. There were shopping bags, passbooks, tax returns weren't current. 3 years, then we started the administration once we knew what she had and what she didn't have.
First of all, your friend,
yeah,
all due respect, I talked to him and his wife, waited till not the fifth hour, they waited to the 11th hour and 58th minute to try to get help. Okay, so what do we say all the time? The best time to get a HELOC is when you don't need a HELOC, so it's there when you need it. Yep. The best time to plan for a situation that you're in, right, is before the situation. He knew his brother died.
Yeah,
it's not breaking news.
Yep, exactly.
Right? How long ago did his brother die?
Yeah, three years. Okay. And they were relying on a large lending bank, you know, national institution to take care of this. And
how'd that work out?
It failed at the very last moment, and then I'm calling you, and you know, you're helping them out now.
Right.
But you couldn't do it fast enough. And, you know, you also, by going the HELOC route, they're not going to have to pay closing costs to that national bank for closing fees for refinancing their entire mortgage. So you've helped them tremendously. So thank you for that.
So the time to have done your best friend in the whole world's financial wherewithal, right?
Michigas
stuff was when they buried his brother 3.5 years ago, not the day before. The house, it has to be sold, and he's got to go to court literally the next day. I'm talking to the guy at 7:30 at night. I'm like, I'm pretty good at what I do, but I'm not I Dream a Genie here. Barbara Eden, pretty smoke show back in the day. I can't cross my arms and blink,
right?
I do look good in a genie outfit, in case you're wondering, because I see that look, and you're wondering, I wonder how he'd look in that bottle. Yeah. I'd look great. But I'm just saying, I need time. Every lender needs time. You can't just snap your fingers and it happens.
Right.
You have to do it when the event happens. This, my high school friend, right? My junior high school friend, the gal that grew up around the corner, she called me within a week of burying her husband. Hey, Hawk, I got a problem, right? I need your help. That's when we do it. We mobilize everybody.
Right.
I call Dave, her insurance guy I'm friends with. We got the whole thing rolling. Right, but it was a week after they buried him.
Right,
okay, pulled the credit, figured out where all the debt is, identified all that. 6 hours before he's got to go to sleep, and 18 hours before he's got to be in court to solve the problem is not the way to handle that situation.
No, and that's the moral of the story: is get ahead of it. Don't procrastinate. you know, take care of these things. You know, you just never, you never know. And obviously now you guys, Kane County, is helping them.
Yeah. Oh, they are. You know, oh,
yes,
great.
Absolutely.
Okay.
So thank you very much. They wanted me to thank you on their behalf. And
okay.
Hopefully I can have them call you when everything's all done.
That'll be great. But yeah. Have them call into the show.
Yeah.
So after everything is ironed out, to explain themselves and their situation so other listeners could learn from them. It was one phone. It was one email. I'm like, listen, I can't do anything. Right. Let me get you connected. And the guys at Kane County, the team at Kane County, jumped right on it because I'm like, hey, I got a complete bus train wreck here. I need you to get it on the tracks as quick as possible. And they activated.
Yep.
Dave, your phone number.
630-285-5300, WGNattorney.com.
All right, Mike, we'll come back with the Senegar Plumbing, Mike Epping, Senegar Plumbing, coming up next. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. That's MegaPro's Politics phone line. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago at 720 WGN.
Now back to David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. That's MegaPro's Politics and photo line. Go to Senegar Plumbing, like them on Facebook. How many of our listeners have done that? We got a couple of texts saying that they did it already.
Oh, thank you very much. I have no idea.
We need 30. You need 35.
We do.
So I think we need 34 more. 312-981-7200. No, a lot of our listeners already done it, but go to Senegar Plumbing and like it. So Mike's team has to buy him lunch, and he doesn't have to buy them lunch.
That would be nice. That would be a first.
That'd be a first. So what are we talking about, bud?
Well, the Facebook thing, we've got all our new specials for the month of July are on there, so you can find that there. It's also on our website. You can go to WGNplumber.com for that. But mainly, we've been getting a ton of calls, which I thought I would get more of these in April and May, but outside spigots.
Hmm.
I've had probably 8 in the last 2 weeks where, you know, they're flooding their basement or crawl space because they didn't take the advice and check them.
Otherwise known as a silcock.
Correct. Silcock.
One of my favorite terms.
Yes, favorite plumbing term.
Silcock.
Yes.
And I could say that on the radio, Ben.
Yes, you can.
Silcock. Now, is that one word?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Why are you getting that now?
It's weird. I don't know. People haven't been using their outside hoses yet, and now they're starting in July, but we've had a run of them. So please, anyone that hasn't used it yet this year, have someone go in the basement or look in the crawl when you turn it on, because there's a good chance it might have frozen over the winter and it's spraying and flooding your basement.
Oof.
And you don't want that.
Can I cause some pain? A friend of mine turned the sprinkler on and then went to work for 8 hours. Finished basement at 50 PSI, baby.
Yep.
Just spraying that thing like
It's a two-man thing. If you can, you want to have two people do it. One on the inside, one person on the outside, turn the hose on, wait a couple minutes. If it's fine, you're good for the rest of the year until next winter. So that's one thing. Mm-hmm. The other thing I'm getting a lot of calls on is people are saying that their toilets are leaking.
Hello.
I've spoke about this before, and it's not your friend Sam.
It's not my friend Sam.
But
the diet challenges.
It's thunderstorms, it's high wind, and when you wake up in the morning and you look in your toilet bowl and the water is extremely low, your toilet's not leaking. It's the atmospheric pressure, and it's the wind on your plumbing vent on the roof that's causing it to siphon out of the trap of the toilet.
Huh.
We could take advantage and take people's money.
But you're legitimate.
So many times on a monthly basis for that. No, we tell them right away.
So on a storming, we had storms this
last
past
night.
Week.
Yeah.
Last night, right. Thursday night, too, I think.
Yeah.
I got calls from, I was talking to a lady in Elk Grove Village. And my buddy out and my partner in St. Charles, they got bombed. She's
apocalypse.
Like, yeah, is it raining? And
it was the apocalypse.
Northbrook, we just got rain. I mean, you know, like a normal rain shower. She's like, yeah, I'm in Elk Grove Village. We got destroyed in Elk Grove Village. I'm like, wow.
They're saying that their toilet's leaking just because the lack of water that's in their toilet bowl?
Yeah, and it's not the toilet tank itself that you would have to take the lid off and look at, or you might hear running, but it's actually looking in the bowl when you wake up in the morning, and there's half the water that's normally in there. Oh, my toilet's leaking. They call us.
Why is that? Why would a thunderstorm?
It's atmospheric pressure on the plumbing vent from the roof, and it's also the wind. And it causes the trap in the toilet to back siphon and take the water out of it.
Okay.
And people just assume it's leaking. And it isn't leaking. So all you've got to do to correct that is flush your toilet, and when it fills, it'll be right at it, the level that it's supposed to be.
Okay, so after a hard rain, you go and you do your morning hello, right?
Yeah.
Right.
Hello.
You do your morning glory, and you flush, and you're like, hey, what's going on here? It didn't disappear.
This would be pre-morning glory.
Pre-morning.
Yeah.
Pre-morning glory.
Yeah. So when you go in there and there's not enough water in the bowl like, what happened?
Oh,
that's where it went.
I got it. So there's half the water in the lake that it should be.
Correct.
Okay. I just wanted to break it down for I get it. So there's no problem.
Yeah, it's not leaking.
But the tank behind it has got all the water that you need.
Correct.
To take care of whatever you're
now
gonna throw in.
If that's running, you can. If you hear that or you get a water bill that is triple what it normally is,
red
and you're
flag.
Freaking out, oh my God, you can call us for that, but put food coloring in the toilet tank.
Oh.
And if that, you know, red, blue, whatever you put in the tank ends up in the bowl, now you know that your toilet tank is leaking.
Okay. Chartreuse.
Do we got time for another hot
tip?
Yeah,
go ahead. Yeah.
All right. A lot of people call their toilet tank is sweating or condensating.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Tremendously.
Yeah.
Okay. Two things there. A lot of that usually is an actual running toilet that will cause that. Or if you're having a wedding shower at your house on a Sunday and you've got 25 people using it constantly.
Yep.
Your toilet tank might sweat just because you're bringing in that cold water and it's not having time to warm up as it's sitting there in the tank.
Got it.
Well, and maybe a dehumidifier in your house because your humidity is too hot.
That could definitely help that out. Yeah.
Well, you could probably look at the windows too, and if your windows are sweating, right?
Sure.
That's a good indication.
Same thing. Well,
right?
Look at you.
Wow. I like it. That was nice.
21 years on the radio doing the show. You pick some things up.
Yeah, I guess.
Don't push me any further.
You go in the basement, your copper pipes are all dripping. On the cold side, you've got a running toilet or a faucet dripping, a shower dripping. These are all telltale signs. Some you can fix yourself, some you can't.
Can you do me a favor?
Yes.
Because I always forget. I want to talk about my grill so our listeners could learn from it later on. But when your technician's out, can they look along my garage wall to see? I don't want to put it inside. I said I want to put a spigot or a silcock on the outside. Because I'm running 100 feet of hose to do the work in front of my house. It's a major pain in the rear end.
Yeah.
Can you see and get me a quote to put a spigot, because I got a water line there for the sprinkler.
Okay.
If you could tap off that and put a spigot there, how much that would cost on the
It sounds really expensive, but yes, I can get you a quote.
Do you have a normal cost for how much it is to replace the silcock of a hose?
If we're replacing one and it's open, we're not cutting access, usually $495, $595.
Got
if
it.
You don't have a shutoff valve on the inside, we highly recommend, and it's code, that you put one inside, little extra charge there.
Got it.
And how much to put a new spigot silcock?
Really 4, depends 000. On...
4,000 for you.
I'd rather.
Depends on how long we have to run that pipe, and we might not actually, per code, be able to tie it into your sprinkler system.
Yeah, because we've been over this.
Yes.
Yeah, but with outside a code, sure, no problem.
No,
I'm going to have Jeremy swing by and quote this for you.
It'll all be per code. Yeah. So phone number for our listeners want to reach out to.
847-406-8883 or wgnplumber.com.
Because I am on the top of everybody in leadership at Northbrook's mailing list.
I bet you are.
Yeah, they love me.
I bet they do.
Yes. 312.
They do.
They love me.
I'm sure.
312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. We have Tommy, we have Rich, and we have Carrie with questions we're going to come back to answer after these messages. 312-981-7200 is the MegaPros call, text, and photo line. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago at 720 WGN.
Let's review.
Kevin, real quick, does it go into your stomach? Does it taste better going through your nose?
The spoon got away from me. It might have touched my face, but I'm working. When I'm eating, it's like working at work. I get dirty.
Can you explain how a spoon gets away from you when you're eating celebratory cake?
I might have an answer for that.
Hey, it happens.
It's not what I heard.
That's wild.
Said nobody.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Kevin, you made a rejoin, Kevin. Mike's on, Kevin. I told you. Yes, Mike.
I have a complaint.
Yes.
I don't have a rejoin, but as you say, my sidekick, Kevin, has a rejoin.
Yeah.
How does this happen?
Well, if you ate cake through your nose like Kevin did, you would have a rejoin.
Is there any cake in the waiting area?
No, there wasn't. I already checked this morning.
There's pasta salad.
Pasta salad on my nose.
Was
that
a
works.
Low.
I've got a skillet from Egg Harbor. I only eat half of it. I mean, you could throw that up all your nose if you want.
David, how about that paella guy that came in?
That was awesome.
Big as a sundial.
312-981-7200. Yeah, you missed that.
It was
Chicago Culinary Kitchen. 312-981-7200. All right, let's get to the calls. They've been hanging on for a while. Tommy, Northern Illinois, how are you?
Fine. How's yourself?
Everything's great, buddy. You got a question about living trust for Mr. Schluter.
Yeah. One of my relatives has been sort of diagnosed with onset Alzheimer's. It's going to start. And the question is, I understand Medicare will pay for nursing home care, but you have to divest yourself of all your assets. She's got a small house and a car, but not a lot of cash. What kind of trust, supposedly, do you get to protect those assets for the family?
Bottom line is there's a five-year look back on those. People scramble to move funds to their heirs to try to get on the program sooner. But what I'd like you to do, if it's okay, would you be able to give me a buzz Monday? Because I have some specific information that I'd like to kind of analyze her story a little bit. It's a hand grenade for lawyers who don't know anything about it. So if I was to have the gentleman give you my phone, or if you can write my phone, and just say, hey, I'm the guy who called about the person trying to qualify, I'd really love to give you a free consultation. Do you have a pen or a pencil to write down my phone number?
Yes, I do.
Okay, it's 630-285-5300. And the reason they do the look back is people with a lot of money try to jam it through like they don't have any money. That's just human nature. So that's what drives that. But I'll take as much time as you need on Monday. I'll be in after 8 o'clock a.m.
Tommy, do me a favor. Repeat that number back. Make sure you got it.
630-285-5300.
Yep, just remind me who you were from Saturday. I'll take some time with you.
All right, hang on for your Mr. Floor cleaning product, Tommy. Thanks for calling. 312-981-7200. Rich in Streamwood, how can we help you?
Well, sir, about 12 years ago, I co-signed for a condo with my son and his wife.
Okay.
He was a 399, so they said, well, we don't know how much money you're going to make next year. Go 12 years forward. His wife is not on the deed, just me, my wife, and my son. If something happens to my son, does the wife doesn't have any interest in it, does she?
David?
Right now, it depends if you're holding it joint tenants. If it's joint tenants and you lose your son, you and your wife will own it 50-50. If it's tenants in common, which means you each have a third, one-third would be part of his estate. And as his wife, does he have children? Do you have grandkids through that son?
Yes.
Yeah, so his third, if it's held in separate pieces of pie, his one-third would be half to her and half to those kids, which is kind of a pain and aggravating because the kids may not want to cooperate. The bottom line is we can analyze that situation and try to take care of it.
We wanted to get him off the mortgage, or guess get us off the mortgage.
Right.
But he's got like a 3% mortgage, and if we refinance, it's going up to 8% or 9%.
100% right.
Yeah, yeah. I said, there's a number of moves. But again, he would have to, as far as the current lender won't just let him add a new borrower or add a buyer. It would involve a refi, but maybe there's a home equity loan product out there. What's the house worth? I sound like David now. What's the house worth and how much is the mortgage balance?
The mortgage is $90,000 and the townhouse is now worth $350,000.
All right, so what if they take out a HELOC?
Right, and then just pay it off and then have anybody they want on the HELOC. Add her to the title day before the HELOC. So what you can do is you can add her on.
Well, hang on, you can add her to the title when they close on the HELOC.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
I was getting to there. So then also take the folks off and then add her on with a quick claim deed, removing you guys through the quick claim deed, and then they close on the home equity line of credit. It's interest only for 10 years.
She's on title.
And then she's on, and then she would inherit it 100%.
Yeah. So, Rich, I'm going to – Eli, just put this down for me to follow up with Rich after the show as well. Rich, we got a solution here, buddy, okay?
Yes, sir.
All right, and hang on for your Mr. Floor cleaning product of your choice. Thank you for calling. And out to Chicago. Carrie, how are you?
Hi, David. I'm good. Thanks for taking my call. I have a question about homeowners associations. I live in a townhome association since 2002, and I recently found out we do not have any reserves left. For example, this spring when we had a regular window washing, they issued a special assessment. They've been doing this for the last couple of years. What does that do to me? I know. And one of the board members happened to say to me recently that she's trying to convince the other board members to increase our monthly dues. I've lived there since 02. My dues have only gone up once.
Where'd all the money go?
I don't know. I don't know how to find out.
Well, I would ask for minutes of the meetings to find out and get copies of the budgets and the balance sheets from the condo association treasurer to find out where all your money went, number one. Number two, you're going to have a special assessment because you're not going to be able to sell anything with the Fannie Freddie FHA VA or USDA loan because your condo is not going to be approved unless somebody buys it for cash. And if you're buying for cash into a condo that doesn't have reserves, you're the sucker that's buying into it. So all your association dues are going up because you're going to have to build a reserve account. And you need to find out where the dough went. Dave?
It's exactly right. But you as an owner have standing to ask anything of the association board for budgets, financials. I would ask for probably 3 years to see where it went. If everybody was paying now, if they had a lot of non-payers and are chasing people, that could be it. But still something's messed up other than just inflation and unanticipated expenses. So they can give you that audit. And then, yeah, you probably are looking. If you're going to stay there, you probably will have an increased bill. And David's right. When you go to sell, every buyer's attorney wants that whole backstory before they let their client buy your place. So it's pretty important you move on that quickly.
Thanks for calling, Carrie. Hang on for your Mr. Floor Cleaning product. Claire from Cambridge, Wisconsin. Hang tight. We'll pick you up on the other side. The news is next from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago on 720 WGN.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Thank you, Mr. Jennings. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Before we get out to Claire in Cambridge, I picked something up for you, Jeremy, because we had talked about it, and I thought about you, and I knew you would like this. So go ahead, open it on air.
It's in a Von Maur bag. You're fancy.
No, it's not.
This is going to be, look at this, guys.
Oh, the green one.
Yeah, no, you can't use the green one yet.
You got to start with
amateur, got to start with the regular gold bond.
Yellow.
Okay, yellow.
Okay.
And then you got to move your way up to the green one, I've been told.
And I went
because that's the minty one, right?
No.
It's just extra.
Listen, this is my lane, Janelle. I don't talk
I'm sorry,
about
sorry, yeah, I don't have any idea about this.
This is my specialty, Gold Bond Medicated Powder. So I got you the starter, small yellow bottle.
I can't wait.
I wanted to get you the blue, which is the postgraduate degree, but Walgreens didn't sell it behind the locked case.
I get it.
That I went in there at 7:30 this morning to pick it up across from Portillo's on Ohio.
So we went golfing a couple Sundays ago, me and my buddies, and it's humid, right? And it's like 98 and no air, no breeze. And we get done. We all meet up on Monday the next day for our sauna cold plunges. And my buddy's like, hey, man, I'm just chafed and things are just not good down there. And I just hear Dave talk about this Gold Bond experience. Yep. We're in our 40s now.
Yep.
And we're realizing that, if we got to grow up. And Dave's like, hey, I'll set you up. So we're going golfing tomorrow. I'll let you know how that experience goes.
Bring it out. Share it with the boys.
Exactly. I'm going to.
Get a little pre-golf dusting out there and bring it for the turn.
Sure.
That's why it fits into your golf bag.
It's perfect. It's the right size.
Now, don't jump to the green.
There's no way we're going to jump.
The green one? I thought that was the minty one.
It's
more control.
It's
all right.
I wouldn't understand.
As you age,
this is a man thing, Janelle. I'm going to turn your mic off. Right, her mic's off. I don't want her to get in trouble with Bob Dole.
Yeah,
you know. Strictly
men thing.
It's a man thing. Yeah. Okay, so I started him with the trial kit that him and the boys could.
Yes,
I'm just telling you. A little dusting before the round of golf, you'll be loving me.
Yeah, we were trying to figure out how to apply it. We'll figure it out. So yeah, we'll figure it
out. I'm not helping you.
That's
there.
Okay.
312-981. That's self taught.
Sure.
312-981-7200. 312-981. I'll show you in the bathroom at the break.
Deal.
312-981-7200. MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago at 720. Bob Dold is going. What show am I sponsoring? I don't understand this. We have Claire in Cambridge. How are you, Claire?
I'm fine. Hello.
Hi.
I have a 61-year-old daughter in California whose partner is about 10 years older than she.
Okay.
They've been together over 20 years. I don't know if she is on the deed. I'm concerned about the relationship. I don't know if she has furthered it in case he dies before her, what will happen to their home.
Okay.
So I'm calling you to ask, what should she do?
David?
Well, it's going to involve both of them. There's really no move that she can make just on her own because she does, if you're presuming, for example, that she's never been made part of the property, they just have to go out to a California attorney who knows estate planning and just join in together. And if either of them feel uncomfortable, then they would each have their own attorney, which is more expensive. But they should just schedule a meeting next week and use somebody in California, and they'll know their processes. Each state has its own rules. They're mostly common sense. But they also have something, I know that it comes up on our title searches sometimes as a topic. Illinois is not what's called a community property state. It could be California is, and that's a different set of rules than what we have here. But, yeah, I would just tell them, usually banks have honest lawyers. They should stop in where they bank and talk to a bank officer and say, who does your bank use for trust and estate work? I found that those referrals versus Google go a long way. But, yeah, they should do that pretty quick because, again, every day is a blessing.
Mike, when's the best time to plan for that, Mike, according to your friend?
The day immediately, that, right. not the day before court. Right, no, right. That's never good.
So, Claire, get your daughter to get to a real estate attorney.
No, as estate planning.
In estate planning in California ASAP.
With her significant other.
Yes. Okay?
Oh, yes. Yes. All right. Thank you very much. I appreciate you both.
Of course. Hang on for your Mr. Floor Cleaning product. Thanks for holding. Thanks for calling. We got a quick break here coming up. But here, this just came in. Love your show. Never miss it. So you get your text read right away. So what happened to it? It was something with the water tanks.
Oh, going they on. Just sent a picture of the water
okay,
tanks.
Okay, I'm going to show you during the break. It was a whole thing
yep.
with the water tanks. We'll show you during the break, and then we'll answer that. And we've got callers. Of course, this is one of the best shows ever. A lot of calls. A lot of people liking the show. Some people don't liking the show.
That's okay.
It, which is good. Okay. Like Janelle texted me, this show sucks. 312-981-7200. You know, your name is here. I could tell it's your phone number. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. That's the MegaPros call, text, and photo line. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago at 720 WGN. Jeremy and I are going to go to the bathroom after these messages.
Now, here's Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Kevin in Chicago, how are you?
You're the queen of rats. I'm the king of rats. So I was thinking a great date would be natural ice, a Crave case from White Castle, and then me and her can sit on the back deck and shoot rats with a pellet gun.
Oh, my God.
I mean, I don't know. Janelle might take you up on that offer. She's loving it, to be honest, Kev. I think you've got a date.
I think.
That's the natty ice. Like, I am all about that.
All right, Kevin, hang on. I want to be in the bridal party.
I think we found him.
I felt the spark.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. I've never seen you blush this much. I like it.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. We printed out the picture. You got the text there, Mike. Something with two hot water heaters. Can you read the text, if you could, and then answer the question for our texter?
Listen. I will try to read this as smoothly as you would. It says, "Hi, David. Love your show. Never miss it. I have two 50-gallon water heaters, A. O. Smith, with some special exhaust, CPIC, which I'm looking at. They are 21 years old and probably need replacing. We have a well. We have a water softener. We have a lot of rust in the water, and it's staining everything. Wondering if an on-demand water heater is an optional solution. Any issues with wall water and a new water heater helping with the rust staining?" So there's a lot going on there.
Yep.
First of all, yes, you're very fortunate that those lasted 21 years, especially with the water that you're describing. The rust, usually, you might need an iron breaker. Always what I would say before we go into tankless versus tanked water heaters is to actually do a water sample first. Let's find out what's going on with your water for your private well. And then we can address whether a tank is better versus a tankless. The beauty of the tankless units now is they actually have filters built into them, which is helping extend the life of it and also requiring less maintenance moving forward. So what I would like to do on this is give you a call after the show or on Monday at your convenience, and we can talk about those options.
You want to add something?
No, I'm good.
Okay, 312.
Yeah, that sounds awesome.
I just want to add that at 615 down in Nashville. David here in humid Nashville, Janelle.
Yeah.
Gold Bond Works.
Love your show, Gold Bond Works.
That's awesome.
What color does he use?
Please let us know. It's 615. Have you graduated to the blue? Because then you know he's hardcore. Yeah. Or maybe it's she. I don't know.
Yeah.
312-981-720 is that you start yellow, green, then blue. It takes about 6 months to get to the blue
gel. Wow.
You start with the blue, you'll be paralyzed for a couple of weeks.
Interesting.
312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. That's a MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. Bill in Wisconsin, how can we help you, my friend?
Hey, David, you're the best.
Thank you.
I sit at my kitchen table and listen to you all the show.
Well, thank you, buddy. We appreciate
that. Here's my situation. I'm single. I have a trust. My home is in the trust. There's no debt.
Okay.
Okay, so I have investments about 1.3.
Okay.
But my question is, I'm worried about, I can't get long-term care insurance. So what happens, am I better to get a HELOC now? My home is worth about $500,000.
Yep.
Am I better to get a HELOC now to protect myself so I don't end up in some dump?
Okay, so protect yourself from what? What are you trying to protect yourself?
Medicare. I want private pay, okay. So I can choose if I get ill.
Okay.
I can choose where I go.
Got it. So you want to also take out a HELOC to protect yourself against ambulance chasing scumbag attorneys, but if he's in a trust, correct, David, that would protect him against.
No, it's not a. It doesn't. It's not a. Your trust right now is a probate avoidance trust. But I think what you're, correct, talking about is raising cash now, while you're able to do that. After you get so sick that you need that care, whether or not your house is really where you live or not, you're not caring. You just want to have capital to be a self-payer. That's what you're saying.
Yeah, the best time to get the HELOC, Billy, is when you don't need the HELOC, so it's there when you need it. Okay. So, do you have how old are you?
This is the problem. I'm 65. I just started a Medicare.
Okay.
I dissolved a corporation. So right now at this point, I'm making about $200,000 a year, but that'll dissolve in 2 years. My payout dissolves.
Okay, that's fine.
So then I'll be back to whatever, you know, it dropped probably at least 3/4.
Yeah, but you've got one point something in the bank, right? $2 million in the bank, $1 million in the bank.
Investments.
Yes. Yeah, you're fine. You're fine. Dave, you want to
answer? I just want to say that you actually, whoever's holding that $1 million, they all have divisions of asset planning, asset protection. Like if you're with one of the larger entities, your agent, who you're getting your statements from, they have all kinds of ancillary services. I just learned that a gentleman I know even offers business valuations and transition of business. So these are just things that those finance companies, you don't have to say who you're with, but I would call whoever your broker is on handling those investment funds and see if they have a colleague. They might be out of town, but you could do a Zoom call to run those kind of questions by, because it's really a financial planning different than estate planning.
Yeah, do you have a financial planner, Billy?
I do.
Yeah, okay, I would go to them and say, I need to expand your services, even if it's not you, Bill. Tell me about Joe, who knows that. Because those firms have different, just like law firms, they have different trains of knowledge.
Here's what I could do, Bill. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Yes, David.
No, we started talking again.
First of all, I love the Mr. Anus comment. So any shit you get from that, I love it.
Okay. Well, thank you for that. Some of our listeners didn't enjoy
it.
And I'm glad that.
That was hysterical.
All right. Well, most of them did. It was just trying to prove a point, how to handle something, and don't fire on my people. So here, you could get a HELOC. I will introduce you to my folks at Kane County Teachers Credit Union. You have enough income, you have enough assets. If your place is worth $500, you should have a $400,000 HELOC, which is 80% of the value of your house. Okay?
Correct.
So I will connect you with them, and they will get that ball rolling right away. All the other stuff with Dave, you should do what he said, which I didn't understand. But if Dave said it, I believe it. Okay? But I'll connect you with KCTCU Consumers Credit for the HELOC on Monday. Okay?
Thank you so much, David. I'll hang on to get the information.
Yeah, and the Mr. Floor Cleaning product of your choice, 312-981-7200. Cynthia and Darian, how are you?
Hi, just great. David, you're the best. You are the best. Aww. First of all, David Schluter, great, great guy. Now I'm calling because I have a nephew. He's my godchild, one and only son and child of my sister. Well, sister lives in Florida. Her house was devastated by Ian. We know that, right?
Yep.
Well, there's a simple little, no, it's not simple, a roofing issue. Well, backtrack to nephew that lives out here, one and only. He's $700K a year. He's a software engineer, okay? Money is not an issue. Well, how do I proceed? What attorney do I talk to say, get off your butt, this is my mother and this is my sister, do something, okay? I'm really pissed.
So, hold on.
The son is not helping with
your
the
son's not
problem.
Stepping up with the mo- to the
son,
his mom.
Not her son, but yeah. No, I know, but yeah, son. Her son, your nephew.
No,
yeah.
No, your sister's.
My dad's son.
Okay, yeah. Your godson, yeah. Your sister's son.
Son, one and only.
Okay, is not helping only, mom yeah. Put a new roof on her house in Florida after the hurricane.
Right, she's a widow. She's a widow.
Okay, yeah. So you want me to send somebody out there to have a speaking with them, or you want to talk with them?
Yeah, you know, call up your buddies.
All right, I got a couple of guys in Elmwood Park.
We know some guys. Yeah,
I'm serious. I am fed up. It's pathetic that you let your mother live like that. $700K a year.
Okay. Well,
oh, my God.
Okay. You want to have him come down to a show, and we'll have family counseling here on the radio? I made nice with the attorney who I called Mr. Enos at the beginning of the show.
No.
Themis and I are having our breaking bread. My attorney told me not to take the call, and now we're breaking bread. So...
Mr. Software Engineer?
Yeah.
Oh, no, he rises above that.
Well, bring him down. Here, bring him down. We'll put him in Kevin's seat over there. We'll have a talking with him on the show. I don't know anything else I could do. But
intervention.
We'll have an intervention.
Who's a good lawyer? I mean, really?
Yeah, there's nothing.
Legal?
There's no antiselfish.com. He's just selfish, and he doesn't care.
My God.
And the mom, now, if she does have any money... She could go ahead. But if she did have any, she could disinherit him. But he may not even care because he's making that much money. Yeah, there isn't anything there isn't anything you can force to have a child be caring. Unfortunately,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh my God.
So just tell him here. Here's what you do, Cynthia. You Jewish guilt him. You do the Jewish mother guilt trip. You're like,
It works the same.
I'm giving you a postgraduate degree in guilt here. Okay.
What's your nephew's name?
What's your nephew's name?
Michael.
Okay, Michael. It would be nice, okay, because you put them right on the defense. That's a Jewish trick, Jewish mother's trick. Michael, it would be nice if you called giving you postgraduate Jewish guilt trip here, okay? You start with it would be nice, okay? You start it would be nice, Michael. You got to use his name, full name, and throw the middle name in there. To help your mother, here's the postgraduate, while she's still alive, live in a house that has a nice roof that won't get mold and everything, okay? It would be nice, and you got to throw while she's alive in there, okay?
Yeah. Good.
Okay,
got it.
Sally's Jewish on the other side. Sally, turn the mic on. Is that good Jewish guilt advice? You know, speaking for as a college kid, right? Sally, you're is that proper Jewish guilt training?
Oh, her mic's not on.
Oh, God, Sally, turn the mic off. Of course they don't.
There you go.
She's perfect, okay? The only perfect daughter in the world. Listen, my mother guilt-tripped me. That's how you do it. It would be nice while she's still alive. That's all I could tell you. And I got to hit a break here, Cynthia. But thanks for calling and hang on for your Mr. Floor Cleaning Program. We should turn this into a counseling session.
It could be.
After my call that my attorney, David Schluter, strongly advised me not to take on the air.
I appreciate you. You know, just keep going.
You advised. Right. My plumber also strongly recommended. So
guilty.
I have two of my fine counsel here. My plumber and my attorney saying, don't take Themis's call. We know his name is Themis. I called him Mr. Anus, but it's Themis. And how did it turn out?
Phenomenally.
We're having lunch.
And what did I say when you came off the call? Great job.
Okay.
Great opportunity.
So it turned a disastrous. So I didn't take your advice. Now I'm giving Cynthia how to guilt trip her putz nephew.
I think it's a good idea.
Into putting, right?
You're just transforming lives,
David. So my podcast on the way home I'll do, which is don't take my advice, your life will be better.
Right. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. And Janelle, you'll be happy to know. Our friend down in Nashville, he goes with the blue gold bond. So he is
a pro. Oh, my gosh.
He's an experienced veteran duster.
Yep. He's leveled
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200.
This is great radio.
It's helping people. I just gave
Thank
Cynthia.
We're transforming lives.
I'm helping Cynthia guilt trip her Catholic nephew into giving her sister a roof. 312-981-7200. That's a MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. This is Home Sweet Chicago at 720 WJ.
Now back to David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com. You had a Joe Hogel joke. May he rest in peace.
Yeah, I was reminiscing how he was like, how do you tell the difference between a boy moth and a girl moth? Gonna check to see if they have mothballs.
Zing.
That's a Joe Hogle joke.
That is a good Joe Hogle joke.
Rudy in Willow Springs, how are you?
How you doing, guys?
Good, buddy. What's up?
Question for you.
Yeah.
Co-workers going through a divorce, own a home. There's equity in there. Probably going to have to give her half. Does he have to reset and get a new mortgage, or what could he do? And he's also a vet, so the VA is another option.
Oh, okay. So number one, you have to contact the divorce attorney. We have Julie Gamina, who's fantastic. If you want us to make that referral, we will. That's number one. Because I'm sure the other side's going to have representation, David, and you don't want to go up against another attorney without an attorney. Would you agree with that, counsel?
I would agree with that. And also, my colleagues that are estate planning and real estate and business lawyers, we don't touch them, and I do send mine to Julie.
Yeah. So that's number one. Number two, to answer your question about the mortgage, if both parties are they getting along? Rudy.
I think so, but she won't be able to afford the house, so he's keeping the home.
Okay. Well, that's another problem. But here, if both parties are getting along and he's got a great low rate that he got during COVID.
Yeah.
Okay. And he doesn't want to lose the rate, but he's got to get some of the equity out to give to the other party, right? To her in this case.
Correct.
Right? Okay.
Yes.
He could keep the mortgage if both sides agree that your friend is responsible for the principal and interest, taxes, insurance, and upkeep of the property, and the ex-wife trusts him to make the mortgage payment. As long as that language is in the divorce decree, he does not have to refinance, and that mortgage payment that she's on does not get counted against her when she goes to buy another house, if she ever goes to buy another house. Okay? Now, if you've got equity in the property, she's going to have to come up with some type of form, way, shape, or form, to pay her the equity in another form, either in retirement funds and cash and stocks and bonds, you know, whatever it is, or take out a HELOC against the property to take out the equity there so he doesn't have to cannibalize his first loan. Okay? Got it? Okay. Now, if they hate each other and they don't trust each other, then he's going to have to do what's called an equity buyout of the property. It's not a cash out. You're taking cash out, but it's considered an equity buyout. You don't get hit for a cash out transaction in the rate, and you go that direction. But like you said earlier, he has to qualify to carry that house on his own at a higher rate today with a higher loan amount. And if he can't, then he's got to sell the house. Did I answer all your questions?
Yeah, I told him to call you guys, and he was talking to somebody online, but
oh God,
I haven't talked to you.
Yeah,
you know.
No, please give him my phone.
Listen right now. I hope he's still listening. You know, I sent him a message to listen to the radio.
Okay.
We're going to ask about a question. So hopefully, if not, I'll lean out to call you guys on Monday.
Yeah. Yeah. The consultation's free. All right. So thanks for calling, buddy, and sharing your buddy's.
Hey, one quickie. Who's a good granite or quartz guy?
A granite or quartz guy, Jeremy?
You could just reach out to Mega Pros. We'll help you.
Mega Pros. All righty.
Yep.
Thank you, guys. Have a good weekend.
Sure. Here's the number, Rudy.
847-658-8989.
Hang on for your Mr. Floor cleaning product of your choice. 312-981-7200. Patty and Niles.
Yes. My ex-husband was in the military for 20 years. I was married to him for 10 years, and somebody told me I could go after his pension.
Okay.
After his his pension from the military.
Okay, we've got a guy on the show, Mike Houston, who is retired Navy, who is he knows all things about veteran stuff, and this is a Mike Houston specialty question. I will have Michael reach out to you, Patty, okay?
Thank you, and I have one other question for you.
Yeah, go.
My ex-husband hasn't paid child support in 30 years. My kids are all older or anything. Is there any way that I can still go after him?
Back child support from over 20 years ago.
That's for Julie, but there is something called laches. We learned in law school, L-A-C-H-E-S. And what that is,
okay,
if you didn't initiate it in the time frame, he has a legal defense of, I thought it was over, you never bothered me. But I want you to ask the gentleman when we sign off for Julie Gamina's number. Again, she's a family law, and that's called a post-decree question. She'll take your call all day. She's very nice.
Who did your divorce?
Well, he's retired now, so...
She'll know the answer.
Okay. Well, shouldn't she go back to the firm?
No, because she's saying that the firm may not have any succession, and they may not take the question.
You got it, Patty. Where in Isles do you live?
Around Dempster in Harlem.
I know where that is.
Sport Mart.
Yeah. I grew up, you go to Cappy's?
Oh, yeah, I go there at least once a week.
You have the patty melt? The patty melt's delicious. Have you ever had the patty melt?
Yes, I have, and on Saturday it's prime rib.
The prime rib's good too. You go with the fries, or you go with the coleslaw?
I go with the coleslaw.
Oh, it's so good. Oh God, it's delicious. Have you ever?
I knew it was about food.
Have you ever had the patty melt?
No, of course not.
There used to be Morton Grove Movie Theater. There used to be able to go to a movie for $2.
And the original ABT was there.
Right, the original APT was over
That's
by there.
Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Ponderosa.
You got a lot of historians.
Ponderosa
here.
Used to be right there. Yeah, that was good steak back in the day for David Hochberg family. All right, Patty, hang on. I grew up right around there. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Hey, Eddie, how you doing, bud? We got 2 minutes before the break.
Okay. I have a question. I own a building, and eventually it's going to go to my daughter. Instead of me, or I didn't know, of me just putting it into a will now, isn't there something else that I put it into so then whenever this happens, whatever, it goes to her, but she doesn't get hit with all these capital gains from when I bought it?
Yes, what you're going to do is either a private trust, which will have her own nothing until your last breath. Then she will get what's called the stepped-up basis. It comes in two versions. It has one that you just have a lawyer like me take care of it, or you establish what's called a land trust, which is totally confidential, where you own and control that land trust, and that passes to her with the new stepped-up basis. So please take care of this. If you want to reach out to me on Monday, we can decide which one you want to do. If we handle it up front, you pay me a little more up front, but there's no annual fee. If you have me set up the land trust, I'm out of it after the first month or so, but the land trust bills you a couple hundred bucks a year for holding that for your daughter.
All right.
Okay. Yes, the other thing is I have a HELOC. If I put this in a trust, does it affect my HELOC or future things like that?
You're going to ask them permission, and they'll probably like the first option better, a living trust where you own and control it. They might freak out about the land trust because they would not necessarily have to communicate with that bank afterwards. So when you call me and the guys will give you the number, tell me that you want me to have your building put in a private trust.
Hey, Eddie, I know who you are because I see the name on the screen. How old's your daughter now?
32. God. I just had my second granddaughter.
Mazel tov. I did his loan when his daughter was not even a teenager, right?
Aww.
Right, Eddie?
Yeah.
Like 20?
Yeah. And you did my the equity buyout when I got divorced.
Yeah.
You were just talking to the other gentleman.
Yeah. I did the equity buyout to take care of his ex-wife. Three flat, the whole thing. Right, Eddie? And you're... And the car business, how's the car repair business, bud?
It's doing good. I'm calling because I'm going skydiving on my 59th birthday on
That's
September
so cool.
13th. So I'm trying to get all my little ducks.
Good job, Ed.
Just in case.
And Eddie, unfortunately, I can't help myself. It's Dave the lawyer. You know, there were two deaths this week in Chicago skydiving.
Don't tell him.
I want to make sure he's thought. No, there were two.
I just want
you to call. Hey, yes, Ed. Make sure it's a good school.
Then they got them out of the way. Then they're out of the way.
There you go. Things happen in threes, Ed.
They had a couple of people choked while eating chicken wings. Don't eat chicken wings either. What are you doing?
I'm telling you.
He needs to make sure it's a legit outfit. That's all I'm asking.
All right, Eddie, I love you, buddy. I'll talk to you later.
Thanks a lot. All right, have a good weekend.
I hope it wasn't with the iFlight place.
What the hell is wrong with you?
Yeah, come on.
The first one two collided, one made it, one didn't, and then another guy just straight down header.
312-981-7200.
In Illinois.
I turned his mic off, Mr. Debbie Downer over there. 312-981.
I don't know what he's doing.
Hey, hey, you know, a guy choked on chicken
just
wings.
Just giving you a heads up. You people know, are dying from it.
Jeremy, you know, hey, Jeremy, heard a guy was eating French fries and
he's
one went down the wrong way.
He's trying to secure the customer. Hey, scaring him into getting a trust right away. Three, that's right. You better get your trust in line. Hey, two people just died.
Whatever. Stay away from chicken wings, too. 312-981. I turned your mic off. Nobody could. 312-981-7200. Megapol, call, text, and phone line. This is Home Zone Chicago. What is wrong with you on WGN?
Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Never go to McGregor, Minnesota.
It's you just, can't open your mouth to talk because you'll eat at least 12 bugs.
It's there's a lot yum. Of bugs. Did you say yum?
Yeah.
Dave, I told you.
She's not right.
I don't feel safe in the same room.
There's a special medication. I don't know what it is. They haven't found
it. You said yum.
I mean, it is a great food store.
Recipes.
Yeah, it's a little crunchy for me. I don't know.
Now, here's Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200. Joe is magic.
I know.
Oh, yeah.
312-981-7200. Pam, you got... No, hold on. We're going to go to Linda. Linda, how are you?
Here. I'm here.
Hi. Okay. How can we help you? We're running out of time.
Okay. Well, I live in Lake Zurich off of Honey Lake Road, which is directly across the street from the lake. Unfortunately, I've lived here a year, and the builder hasn't had the road and infrastructure completed. They've redone the lawn three times. That's another not important. But the road is important. My husband is handicapped because of illness.
Okay.
And he has to go to dialysis twice a week. I have a home health nurse coming and a phlebotomist coming. They have to walk a block to get here because you cannot pull in down our road to get to our house.
Okay.
They've told us three times they would have it done starting a month ago. The builders let us down. The villages let us down. And today, I have my daughter. We had to try to push him with four stops to get to a car a half a block away.
Which village is it?
Lake Zurich.
Lake Zurich.
Okay.
Lake Zurich. And a mountain of dirt from the road debris that is...
I got it. Each road
has been there for over a month. And they say they were going to make a passage, and they never did.
Okay.
And there's no place for them... As a village.
Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to call the village of the Lake Zurich on Monday and invite them to come on to explain why they're allowing this to happen. Okay? And we're going to ask them to come on and have the conversation. Okay?
That would be an absolutely wonderful thing. It's
okay.
Way out of control.
All right. I will help you with the village of Lake Zurich. I'll do my best. Okay?
Even know how an ambulance would get here.
God forbid in there, Linda. We got another Jewish guilt thing. God forbid. Okay, so I'm running out of time. I gotta jump, but hold on for your Mr. Floor cleaning product. Special guest all the way from Nashville. David, how are you?
I'm doing great.
You're the blue gold bond
expert
duster down there in Nashville?
I use it down there and on my feet. And sometimes my armpits.
Okay. Feet? And you and
so you could use it in multiple places.
You could use it in multiple places.
Oh, yeah.
David's out. He's in the All-Star League right here.
Yeah.
Okay. David, you didn't just jump to blue, David. Tell Jeremy he's got to be a progressive.
Yeah, just get with it, man.
Yeah.
Just get with it. Yeah. Deal.
Start with the... David, would you agree real quick? Yellow, green, then blue. Just don't go to the blue because it'll paralyze you. Would you agree with that?
I went right to the blue.
Oh!
Okay, well, he's...
Graduated.
Well, he's...
Okay. Hardcore.
They're tougher down there in Asheville.
A little kick, if you know what I mean.
Trust me, I know exactly what you mean.
I don't know.
Yeah,
I
well, you're going to find out. All right, hang out for your Mr. Floor cleaning product to your choice, buddy. You're awesome. Thanks for listening. And what do you do in Asheville?
Sort of a retired commercial real estate guy.
All right, nice. Good. All right, so enjoy yourself, buddy. We're running out of time. Thanks for listening, bud. 3-1, hang out for your Mr. Floyd cleaning product. Schluter, take a nugget of knowledge on the way out.
First of all, I admire the going right to the blue. That was awesome.
Yep.
Happy to help out. 40th year next year of helping families and individuals and business owners. WGenAttorney.com, 630-285-5300. Always a free consult. I also want to give a shout-out to my great staff.
All right. Janelle Yachin. Nice.
Yeah, Rose Pest Solutions was just in the Chicago Tribune. We were asked our professional opinion about what's going to happen with the rats when they debut this pilot program with rat birth control If you picked up the paper, check it out. It's a good read. But yeah, for wasp situations, mosquitoes, if you're having an outdoor party, if you got ant explosions happening in the kitchen because it rained or because it's super hot, reach out to us for a free quote. We are standing by, always here to help you guys.
Phone number.
1-800-GOT-PESTS or rosepestcontrol.com.
Michael Epping, your guy's coming to my house to fix my leaky toilet and to give me a price on a Silcock installation.
Yes, he's on his way. He should be there shortly.
Outstanding.
Just want to ask all the listeners to like, share, and follow us on Facebook. We would greatly appreciate it. We've got all our sales are listed on there. But if you're comparing us to any other licensed plumbing contractor in the seven counties we work in, every day is a sale price for you through CenterGuard Plumbing. We will meet or beat any licensed plumbing contractor on any repair that you're going to have done. And remember, you're a text away from installation today.
All right. Phone number?
847-406-8883 or WGNplumber.com.
MegaPros Jeremy, MegaPros Home Improvement.
847-658-8989.
What was Rose Pest Solutions' general prognosis on the birth control for rats?
We don't believe it's going to be effective because there are so many opportunities for rats to feed on open dumpsters. Think about it. If you've got a plate of chicken wings in front of you or this turquoise block of birth control, what are you going to go after? There's just too much opportunity for them to thrive. And it's not going to be effective.
Okay, so
people think it's like the golden bullet, you know, but no, it's not. It still requires all hands on deck.
Got it.
How much are they investing in this program?
I'm not sure. But
too much.
It's ridiculous. I mean, we know the guy who tested this in New York City. If it doesn't work there, why would it work here?
How long have rats been around?
super long.
How long have humans been around? Okay. They're kind of hand in hand. Exactly.
If you have a home, we could help. 847-658-8989. You probably know our number. We're text, call, email, whatever is easiest for you.
Thanks for listening, everybody. If you need a mortgage, 847-658-8989.
No, that's my number. Yeah, thanks, Dave.
It's bad for me giving out my cell phone number.
855-563-2842. 56david.com. Thanks for listening, everybody. Appreciate you tuning in. We'll be back next Saturday. Have a great weekend.
Yes, we will.
The preceding episode of Home Sweet Home Chicago was sponsored by David Hochberg and Jeremy Hogel from MegaPros Home Repair, Remodel, and Renovation Experts. Mike Epping, CenterGuard Plumbing, the law offices of David Schluter, and Janelle Iacino from Rose Pest Solutions. For additional sponsors of the Home Sweet Home program, please visit WGNRadio.com/HomeSweetHomeChicago.